Welcome to It's Your Call. I know, I skipped class yesterday. I apologize. Things get crazy busy in my world. Like I said, combine that with some depression, etc., etc., etc. And listen, I'm always well-intended. I always intend to be on the air. I can't always make it to on the air, but that was yesterday. Here I am today. I appreciate your patience. Thank you very, very much. It's Your Call, brought to you by McCarthy Automotive, nominated at Faces Magazine, Best Auto Repair. This show is also nominated, by the way, for Best Podcast, the radio station that we broadcast on, the defending champion, if you will, Best Radio Station. Anyway, all of your voting links for our sponsors and for all of our shows, show hosts, etc., and the radio station itself, if you go to blasttheradio.com, your direct links to vote are there. You can vote once a day. We sure appreciate if you would. But yes, McCarthy Automotive, amazing auto repair, fleet vehicle specialist as well. Look, what do you need? You know, you need new tires. Are you looking forward to spring? You need new all seasons? Please consider McCarthy Automotive, family owned and operated, 1150 Heron Road. They're called McCarthy Automotive because they used to be a little one bay garage on McCarthy, but now they're like six bays on Heron. I know. Follow the bouncing ball. Here we go. Your numbers to call the show, 613-604-6464. 613-604-6464. You can also do the video conference thing and click the link. It is at itsyourcall.ca. So, here it goes. People are already bent out of shape. They are hearing that Doug Ford is about to privatize the healthcare system. And they're losing their ever-loving minds. Okay, that's not quite what is happening. But with the nightmare that is our healthcare system, and listen, that was the whole, I mean, really, that was part of the huge problem with COVID. No matter what side of the COVID thing you're on, and I can't believe there's a side, but no matter what side, no matter what your opinions are on the COVID thing, it proved what we already knew. Our healthcare system is in deep, deep, deep trouble. We are always at the tipping point of overwhelming our healthcare system. Now, I'm curious to get a read on this from you. Do you at least agree it is nice to see that somebody, a premier in this country, is going to try something? You may not agree with what he has planned, but can you at least agree that, wow, somebody's going to try something? So in case you've been under a rock, Ontario Premier Doug Ford is preparing to ramp up the number of surgeries done in privately owned, privately run, not-for-profit clinics. Doesn't mean they don't get paid. It's not for profit. People really have a hard time with the word profit, don't they? God forbid somebody make a profit. How dare a business make a profit? Do you go to work every day? Do you make a paycheck? Yeah, it's called profit. We're all in the work environment. We're all in this world to make a profit. That's how we get by. We profit from the work we do. Profit is not a dirty word. So we're talking things like cataract operations, knee and hip replacements, right? These are, you know, these are not minor surgeries. I don't want to begin to even hint at that, but these are fairly routine. These are not life and death emergencies. They are certainly things that we have the ability to fix and correct. And look, I got a brother who's been waiting forever for some knee surgery, hip replacements with an aging population. These are the things that are backlogging Ontario's healthcare system. Okay, is there an opportunity? And this is, I guess, what they're looking at. They're saying, is there an opportunity to take that out of the hospital and put it somewhere else where, listen, a licensed doctor, nurse, anesthesiologist, they all go to the same medical school. They all hold the same types of degrees. They all have to be certified exactly the same. They're just working in a different location. It's not owned by the province. It's privately owned by someone who does the hiring, the staffing, the firing. But it's paid by OHIP. But it takes it out of the hospital. Makes the hospital available to do other things. Right? And by the way, the hospitals are filled with people doing stupid stuff because they feel they have no choice. And it's not stupid. But it's emergency. By its very definition, denotes emergency, crisis situation. I've broken an arm. I'm having a heart attack. I am bleeding. I've been in a car accident. I've got glass in my face. Emergency needs to be tended to immediately. And yet just the other day, I saw at least two conversations on my Facebook feed with people complaining that they're not able to find a doctor. They've done, you know, the Apple Tree Clinic, the private clinics, the walk-in clinics, to no avail. They cannot get the most basic health care. We have a huge shortage of doctors available, and people seek consistency. Right? I'm someone who lives with a mental health illness, for lack of a better word. I don't like calling it that. But I have a mental health diagnosis. My advantage when dealing with that is that I'm receiving consistent care. The same eyeballs are on my chart, for lack of a better word. If you're a heart patient, if you're a cancer patient, that's what you want. You want the same team, you know, taking care of this from start to finish. You don't want to be bouncing around from one doctor to the next, to the next, to the next. You want some sort of consistency. There's comfort in that. And yet, these people can't get a doctor. So what do? They go to the emergency room. Two conversations I saw just the other day, they were in the emergency room, taking up seats, taking up parking spaces, overwhelming the hospital. Why? Because they need a prescription renewed. One of them was on antidepressants. The prescription ran out. Now they're sitting in a hospital emergency room for 7 hours, tying up a doctor, you know, to basically fill out a page, print off a page, so they can get to the pharmacy and get their antidepressants. This is what the hospital system is dealing with. Right? So combined, of course, with a shortage of medical staff. Look, I produce a comedy show every Tuesday night at a local restaurant called No Forks Given. You're more than welcome to join us Tuesday night. It's a free comedy show. Same stand-ups you're going to see and pay for at other places. They're there for you. But all this to say, a couple weeks ago, one of the stand-up comics, and by the way, the restaurant is right across from the University of Ottawa, which has a medical school, right? Heart Institute, for example. It's the University of Ottawa. A table with at least 10 students sitting at it, each of them enrolled in the medical course at Ottawa U. And the comedians, as they work the room, they ask questions. What do you do? What are you taking? Where are you from? Then they got to this table. Medical students. Oh, yeah. Suppose you guys are going to graduate. Anybody planning on actually working in Canada? Every single one of them laughed at the idea of sticking around and working in Canada. These are Canadian students in the Canadian education system graduating and then taking their skills out of here. There's no plan to stick around. This is going to take a long, long time, you know, to change that thinking. Is this proposal from Premier Ford to at least, you know, move some of this stuff to privates, and we're going to get to the word private in a moment, but is that maybe the beginning of having some of the, because it's all about the money. They see more money. They see less paperwork. They see a better future for themselves elsewhere. That hurts us. That hurts you and me. It denies us doctors and nurses and the medical treatment that we need in our own, you know, we talk about this being the best healthcare system in the world. It's not. It absolutely is not. And if you've been to a hospital lately or tried to get in to see a doctor lately, you know damn well it's not. It is one of the most expensive healthcare systems going. And your return on that dollar is really questionable. So, I mean, the medical students, I'm going to graduate. I'm going to go. Okay, so the idea is privately run, for-profit clinics. Of course they want to make money. So do you. But I think this is where the bugaboo happens, and correct me if I'm wrong. When you hear private healthcare, you instantly think of the American model, don't you? And listen, I've not experienced the American medical system, but I think we all have, and I think there's some reality to it. You're in a car crash. You got cuts and scrapes and broken bones and your leg is snapped backwards and, you know, like you're teetering on the brink of death. But ain't nobody going to look at you in the hospital until your credit card clears. And that instills a lot of fear in people. Yes? I think we need to change the language of private healthcare versus public healthcare. Your public healthcare ain't going anywhere. Even if you go to a private clinic, and by the way, you go to private clinics now. Ever been for an x-ray? Private clinic. You ever go for a blood test? Private clinic. You ever go for a stress test? Bone density test? Private clinic. You're not swiping a credit card. You're swiping your health card. OHIP is paying for that. The clinic is privately owned and operated. They're billing the province. As opposed to a hospital, which isn't billing anyone, it's just doing its thing. It's counting for you. But you're not out of pocket for the x-ray, for the blood test, for the stress test. Dermatologist, I believe, is also a private practice. Well, it's absolutely a private practice. I don't think you swipe your credit card there, do you? Some procedures, elective procedures, sure. What about the optician? You pay for that. Maybe your benefits cover a portion of it, but you're paying for that. The optician. I think about my brother and how long he's been waiting to get in for this very simple ACL surgery. They do this stuff every single day. He's been waiting over a year. If he had the option to go to another clinic, another place to get it done, he's not out of pocket, but it moves his surgery out of a hospital to a privately run, for-profit clinic. They bill the hospital system. They bill the government. Now, that surgery room at the public hospital, the traditional hospital, is now available for other things. Emergent care. Cancer surgeries. Heart operations. Is that the bugaboo? Is that what it is? The term privately run? Is that what has people up in arms? And by the way, the premier said this. I don't even like the word private because it's really not. He says no Ontarian will ever have to pay with a credit card. They will pay with their OHIP card. The premier's own words. We know this. Think of the stuff that you are willing to pay for. Skin rejuvenation. Fat cell removal. Tummy tucks. Oh, by the way, your dentist is out of pocket. That's private. You claim some of that depending on your benefits. You claim some of that or all of it. What scares you about this model? I'm curious to hear from you. 613-604-6464. It is your call. Let's go to some of the comments. Donald says he voted for Faces Magazine. Thank you, Donald. Craig says, yep, get a start on it, Doug. It's about time people realize privatizing health care to a degree is what we all require to improve the service. Yeah, it's still paid for by you and me, right, Craig? We're still paying for it in our taxes. Just the bill goes to a different place. And the clinic itself is run privately. And believe me, when you run a private business, you look at the books a lot differently. You spend a lot differently. You invest a lot differently. This could put us in a more fortuitous position. Let's go to Facebook. Anne says, I think it's an encouraging step in the right direction. This healthcare system is on life support. I see what you did there. And will only get worse with the aging population and increasing numbers of immigrants to this country. Something has to give. All this opposition is drummed up by public service unions. I think a lot of it, though, is not being drummed up at all. I think it's just people don't really understand how it works and how it would look, how it would work. They hear that it's for profit. I don't want my doctors to be in it for profit. Well, your doctor gets a paycheck. That's profit. What's wrong with profit? Why does that scare people? I don't understand. We're all in it for profit, aren't we? Did I miss a memo? Do you go to work to make profit? You don't pay them, right? They pay you? Okay, so what's wrong with profit? I don't understand. For profit, says Greg, it'll likely save Ontarians tax dollars. It very well could. Again, if it's a privately run clinic, you know, the people who profit want to increase their profits and will look to, you know, make smart cuts, but practical cuts. But they also need to maintain a level of service. I don't know that we look at it the same when the government has their paws on it. An example, Craig says, waiting 7 weeks for a blood test. It's a specialized one. It's ludicrous. You're exactly right, Craig. And I don't think people really realize this until they actually have to go and like sit in a waiting room. Try and find a family doctor. If we don't try something, and listen, love this or hate this, you may have questions in opposition to it. Are you at least excited by the fact that somebody is trying to do something? Love your comment on that. 613-604-6464. Feel free to pop up on my screen, too. You can do a video conference with us. Turn the camera off if you're not comfortable being on camera. I understand. We stream to Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Just go to itsyourcall.ca. Jamie says, I live in Toronto and was just this morning at an ophthalmologist to get surgery to unblock a tear duct. She told me right off the bat, there's a 2-year waiting list. I mean, would you wait 2 years for a pizza? No, you go to the next pizza restaurant. You know, who, by the way, operate for profit. You know, think of veterinary care. Right, because I'm having to deal with that now. We got to make a decision. My dog has basically, they're not called ACLs on a dog, but she's torn both of the doggy version of ACLs. It's a $7,000 surgery that I'm out of pocket for, by the way, that OHIP ain't covering. There's no such coverage of that with veterinary care. But all this to say, you can shop it around. You can get it faster. You can get it cheaper. You can go other places. You've got more options. You're not waiting 2 years, is what I'm saying. 2 years. Kathy says it's up to 3 years for gallbladder surgery. That's horrific. Kathy, I had my gallbladder removed a couple of years ago. I ended up, listen, it wasn't a 3-year wait. I was in hospital for quite a while. Because I didn't realize it was a gallbladder issue, thought it was just a bad back. But what caused that was the gallbladder was infected. That then infected my liver, which then infected my pancreas, and I was a fine old mess, which put me in the hospital. And they were hoping, I was in the hospital, I think it was about 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. They were hoping to get me in. Didn't happen. I got sent home. Rest, be off work, don't lift anything heavy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually, I finally got the call that, hey, go to the Riverside Hospital, which, by the way, all they do there is surgeries. Think of that, you know, as not part of your hospital system, right? It is, but think of it, because you can't go, there's no emergency room at the Riverside. It is strictly for surgeries. That's what we're talking about. Facilities that strictly do this specific thing away from the traditional hospital. That's what the Riverside is, essentially. And that's where I was sent. It was a day surgery. Thankfully, it wasn't 3 years. And while they were there, they noticed that I had a tumor. No, that's not it. a hernia. A tumor. I'll fix that while I'm here, said the doctor. It wasn't 3 years. I can't imagine waiting 3 years. That was unbelievably painful, going through that situation. And by the way, the gallbladder surgery, nothing to it. The hernia surgery? Holy crap. The thing I didn't know I had? That was the worst of it. It's your call, 613-604-6464. You can text the show as well, 613-604-6464. The show is brought to you by McCarthy Automotive. Batteries, brakes, something similar as washer fluid, windshield wiper blades. Pop by. They'll take good care of you. 1150 Heron Road, McCarthyAutomotive.ca. Lisa says, we don't want to wind up like in the States. Watch Sicko from the Michael Moore documentary. Okay, well, Lisa, I'm curious to have this conversation with you then. What is it that concerns you? I don't want to end up like the States either. I don't want to be forking over a credit card instead of a health card. I don't. I really don't. But we're not talking about that style of health care. We're not talking about hospitals in every corner that are privately run, and if you want care, you got to pay cash. We are still talking about a privately run operation that instead of billing you, bills the province. So, Lisa, you're exactly the kind of person I want to tap into and really sort of get where your head is at and what it is that you're seeing with these proposals that bothers you and see if we can't discuss it. And maybe I've got this wrong. Let me know what you're seeing that I'm not seeing, because I'm not seeing it that way. I'm seeing this as an opportunity for us to set up other healthcare facilities that the province is going to reimburse them for. Instead of billing you, they bill the province. They have your health card number. This person, blah, 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 Lisa, with this health card number, was in here for hip surgery, knee replacement surgery, cataract surgery, et cetera, whatever, and they bill OHIP. OHIP's role is to say, yep, that health card checks out. That's exactly who it was. We see that the surgery was done by a certified physician. There you go. And the province then reimburses that private clinic. I don't see a problem with that. What is it that makes you nervous? That's what I want to get to. Appreciate your comment. And keep those rolling in. Facebook. Ann says, I heard some lies yesterday by an opposition member that people would have to pay money for services. I got cataract surgery at the Riverside Hospital in September. I had the choice of getting the lens supplied by OHIP or paying for a better one. So, of course, I chose that option. Exactly. There's and this is what we're talking about, is a basic level of healthcare. Well, it's part of what we're talking about. A basic level of healthcare still exists. Listen, you want to wait and 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 wait for that knee replacement or that hip replacement surgery at the hospital, at the Queensway Carlton, Civic, General, Mulfour, Kempville, Arnprior. Okay, wait. You have that option. But if you want it done faster, you now have the option of going to private clinic who specialize in this. Keep your credit card at home because they'll bill the province. But because they've done the hiring and the staffing, right? The competition, what they're doing is they're competing against American hospitals for the talent. Maybe keeping some Canadian doctors here. Maybe, and I'm just spitballing, I don't know how this works, but maybe, just maybe, what they do is they pay to retrain some immigrants who have come here with medical degrees, but they're not Canadian medical degrees. Therefore, they cannot practice here. Maybe these private clinics, for profit, see that as the way to go. Let's re-educate some of these people and get, let's use their existing education. Let's retrain them so that they meet Canadian standards, and let's employ them and build this up that way. More to Anne's comment. She says, If you ever have to pay money, sometimes you can choose a better option in the public system. It's very nearsighted not to think that we have to shuffle around the deck chairs on the Titanic. Our system gets worse every single year. All right, Anne, thanks for that. Very painful when it's inflamed. We're talking gallbladder surgery. Yes, it is. Kathy, listen. For years, I thought it's because I'm in my 40s. I'm now in my 50s. But at the time, I thought, you know, I'm in my 40s. I'm overweight. This is back pain. My wife was massaging my back. Her dad was giving me Robaxacet. Nothing was working. And so we ignored it. I chalked it up as back pain. That's what it felt like. And then it affected, like I said, my liver, my pancreas. It was awful. Awful. Satan's Playmate says, been waiting for an MCL, ACL graft and ceramic plates since January 2019. See, this is the thing. Best healthcare system in the world. Oh, we're the best. We've got it so good. We're so much better than the Americans. No. No, if you need an MCL in the States, you go and you get it today. You pay for it. That's the difference. But you get it today. You're not waiting since 2019. This is getting ridiculous. We don't have the capacity to keep up with where we're at. And now we have a growing backlog thanks to this pandemic we've been through and are going through. It just keeps getting worse. And doctors are retiring left, right, and center. And the new doctors coming up in the system, they don't want to work here. They want to go stateside. I proposed this some time ago, and I've heard other people talk about it as well. How about this? You want to be a doctor? That's the career path? Okay, well, listen. The alarm bells are going off in our healthcare system. We need doctors. We need nurses. And we're going to grow the healthcare system. We're going to start opening up other clinics for profit, whatever else. We're going to fund this. Private people are going to build the buildings and staff it and run it. We're going to pay for the services provided. So here's the deal. You want to be a doctor. You want to be a nurse, anesthesiologist, etc. We'll pay for your education. We need you badly. We'll pay for your education, but the deal is, if you accept our payment of your education, what's medical school? 8 years? Okay, so we're going to fund 8 years of your medical school. You owe us 20 years practicing in Canada. That's the payback. You're going to school for free. We'll fund that, but you owe us your time, your expertise in our healthcare system. We're educating Canadian students who sit there on a comedy night going, I don't want to, you know, I'm out of here. First chance I get. Ludicrous. Julie says, last year I went to see a private neurologist and best idea ever. I think this is an amazing idea. Yeah. Now, were you out of pocket for that, Julie? Don't think so. Satan's Playmate says, in hospital, they offer one product. For a better model, you can either pay out of pocket or apply to have it approved by medical. I'm metal sensitive, pardon me, so my pacemaker ICD need a ceramic plating costing more. I mean, that just makes sense to me. Here's the very basic that our healthcare system provides to you. You want above and beyond? That's an option. It'll cost you. Give me that option. Chrissy says they still need to update mental health services, revamp the system with rehab, psychologists, psychotherapists, therapists, etc. Yes, benefits can help, but money is still needed to get the help. Stressful for people who can't afford or do not have benefits. The mental health system is something I could do days and days and days on, Chrissy. I've been through it. I still go through it. It is sick. It is sad. And by the way, therapy, in a nutshell, that's a private clinic. OHIP will provide some of that and pay for it, but above and beyond, you're out of pocket. Unless you have benefits at work that pay for that. Benefits. Somebody is paying. Your employer is stepping up and paying for that, not OHIP. That's private. My therapist is a private practice. I pay for that. I'm sometimes compensated. I'm sometimes out of pocket for it. That's private. That's what we're talking about. Mike says, and of course, the more people who do that, the more room and less time for others. Most of the private clinics are in Toronto. Yep, there's a ton of them there. Where is this? In Ottawa? Nancy asks. No, the province of Ontario, Nancy. The premier is proposing that we start moving some things like hip surgeries, cataract surgeries, knee surgeries to privately run operations, privately run clinics, paid for by OHIP. You would not be out of pocket for this, but there is this pushback. There is this massive pushback. Oh, I don't want a private clinic. I don't want private health care. The building, the practice, is privately owned and operated. The health care is still public. People don't seem to be able to connect this, and I don't understand it. Rosé says, if we take the day surgeries out of the hospitals, this will open up operating rooms for other surgeries that require a night stay. Exactly! Take the routine stuff out of the emergency ward. Let the emergency ward deal with the emergencies. Carl says, God bless Doug Ford, and thank God that the lying Liberals and the NDP naysayers are not in power. Well, not provincially, they're not. Anne says, the difference in the U.S. is that the system is mostly driven by the insurance companies who always want more money. Well, yes, there's that. There is no reason to believe it would become like that in Canada. Please get a foot in reality, folks. There you go. Question, says Satan's Playmate. Were you informed you needed a special supplement once your gallbladder removed? Nope. Nope. In Denmark, she adds, the government pays for medical school, but you need to sign on for 15 years once you finish. That's exactly what I'm saying. Would that not solve the issue here? Go a hell of a long way. We'll pay for your medical school, but you owe us X number of years in practice here. Every single hand of that, I'll never forget that moment. I will never forget that moment. Every single hand from every single student at that table said, the minute I can get to the States, I'm going to the States. They don't want to practice here. They don't want to be part of the system. It ain't getting better. The road we're on is not going to get better. We need to do something different. And listen, I need to take a closer look and see exactly how this is going to be structured. And I think we all need to take a close look and make sure that, you know, we're paying attention to how this is structured. We don't want to be, you know, in any situation, unless it's elective, where we're paying out of pocket for this. If it's paid for by OHIP, I have no issue with it. But we need to do something to encourage our own people, our own citizens, the smartest and the brightest and the most talented doctors, etc., to want to be here. Oh my gosh. It kills me that they want to get up and get gone. Disturb me, says Anne, that not even with the healthcare system on life support, Trudeau added dental benefits to those eligible, which is ridiculous. Well, he was kind of pushed to do that because, of course, he's propped up by the NDP, and that was kind of their whole thing, right? Because there's Jagmeet Singh and every single tweet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I hate the Liberals for this. I can't believe Justin Trudeau's doing that. Oh, yeah, but he agreed to do the dental thing for us. So whatever Justin wants. That's a whole other conversation, by the way, of course. Anyone opposed to this is not thinking very logically, says Anne. It just makes so much sense to get non-life-threatening procedures out of hospitals. Anything done in a hospital is very expensive. Yeah, it's a privately run clinic. It's privately owned and operated, paid for by the taxpayer. And only if and when somebody actually uses the service. I have no problem with that. We're paying the doctor to do it in the hospital anyway. It's called a salary. Instead of paying the salary, we are paying the service fee. If it amounts to more, it's probably because more people are actually getting the help that they need. The bill is on a per-patient basis as opposed to a salary, and I'll get to it when I can. The other premiers are watching Ford to see if this works, says Rosé. I bet they are. Lisa says, this is a global problem. A poly-crisis of war, climate, crop failures, job losses, inflation, starvation, and homelessness, cost of living crisis. The healthcare crisis is global. Every country is having similar problems. Nurses in New York City were or on strike, 18,000 of them. Okay, they're on strike, but there's plenty of them. We have a nurse shortage here. We got a whole other different, and I'm not saying that you're not right on what you're saying. Yes, there are problems all around the world. Every system faces its own things, the American system included. But in our situation, we got well-trained Canadian citizens who could be doctors and nurses in hospitals and in privately run for-profit clinics not wanting to be here, not even wanting to stick around and help us. So where does that leave you as a patient? If nobody wants to work as a doctor, if nobody wants to work as a nurse here, the only option I see is that then you and I have to make our way to the States and pay out of pocket. And we all know how that goes, especially if we've ever had a health crisis, you know, or a medical condition and wanted to vacation in Florida, Arizona, Myrtle Beach, etc. There you go. Anyway, interesting conversation. If you want to hear this again, no problem. The podcast is out there. All of your links are waiting for you at itsyourcall.ca.